Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 All the half breath, brother. Praise the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Boy, it's been good to be here tonight.
Yes, sir.
All, listen, all I sit here tonight and hear y'all talk about the mercy of the Lord.
Yeah.
And listen about his goodness, and y'all talk about how good he's been to you.
Yeah.
Man, that ought to excite you, shouldn't it not? Man, I ought to put something in your blood and listen, make you want to shout a little bit, right? I just love the Lord, don't you? I want to be mindful. Listen, I want to just praise him, and I want to exalt him, amen, because he's my all in all, amen. I love the Lord, amen. I don't mind to get sideways. I like to get excited, amen. I love the Lord. I can keep going on to tell you, I love God. You know why I love him? Because he first loved me. Brother, he died not only for you, he died for me. And not only for me, he died for everybody. Amen. Amen. I love the Lord. That ain't my message, though. Amen. But I am going to preach from you from the KJV 1611 edition. I don't know nothing else but that book. Amen. Everything else, you just get rid of it. Hey, listen, y'all want to stand for the reading of the Word of God? Please stand to your feet. I'm in the book of Matthew chapter 3. I love this passage. I think about it quite often. And friend, I want to get right down here. If I can, and about verse 13. Lord, help me. Let me slow her down. Bible says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, listen, unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me. And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer to be so, and now for all for us, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens open unto him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him, and lo, the voice of heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. And chapter 4, then was Jesus led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights, he was afterward a hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread and bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up in the holy city and set him upon a pinnacle of a temple, and then saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels a charge concerning thee, and their hands, and they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt thy Lord thy God. And again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, and if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan. It is written, thou shalt worship thy Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto him. Y'all can be seated. My friend, tonight, I want to just take this little passage that God has, listen, given me. I'm going to take a phrase in verse 3. And when it said, when the tempter came, I want to preach to you about this tempter. I want to tell you, I want you to look at the timing of this tempter. It was in a time when John the Baptist was down there at the River of Jordan preaching, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Bible says says, some come there confessing their sins for the remission of their sins. Amen. But listen, and he was baptizing them for the remission of their sins. And friends, and all of a sudden, here came Jesus on the scene. Woo! You all going to preach me to death tonight. I'm telling you, he comes on the scene. I want you to think about it. It was a good time. Real good time. Those meeting down there by the river of Jordan. And listen, and all of a sudden, here comes Jesus in the early parts of his ministry. Yes, it was. And the Bible says, friend, listen. Listen. He suffered to be so that all righteousness be fulfilled. I'm glad he came to fulfill all righteousness. I'm glad. I believe in the incarnated Savior, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Friend, listen. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin that he might condemn sin in the flesh. You know why? Yep. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in you and I. Boy, I like it. Because by the deeds of the law, no man was ever justified in the sight of God. I'm glad it's all through him. All by him. It's he that makes the difference. Amen. Amen. Listen. I want you to think about the timing of this tempter. Hey, listen, he come in a, a peak time. Listen, I want you to know something about this tempter. Hey, now listen, he never rests. He never takes a break. I don't care if you're up on the mountain. I don't care if you're down in the valley. He's a coming. Am I right?
That's right.
That's right. I want you to know he's a coming. Bible says the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Am I right? I'm dead right. Peter was over there, and you know what Jesus said? Said, Simon, Simon, Satan desires to have thee, to sift thee as wheat. You know what that means? He wants to vigorously to get a hold of you and shake your world upside down.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Yeah, even when you're on your spiritual high. Boy, he's right there. Boy, he's waiting. Listen, he's going to try you. You rest there. Listen, think about it.
You're,
Lord, I'm nowhere near where I want to get to. You probably packed your snack tonight. Boy, I'm just telling you. I'm thankful for the goodness of God. I'm glad it endures forever. I'm glad I can be one to tell you he's a good God. He knows my uprisings. He knows my down settings. He knows everything about me. I tell you what, he knows me better than myself. I can't tell you how many hairs I got on my head, but he can. That's right. Yeah. Amen. He searches that thing, doesn't he? Yeah. I love you, brother. Amen. I asked Brother Kevin I can borrow you. I'd like to have you for a while. Amen. But listen, I'm just telling you, folks, God's good. But this tempter and the timing, I only want to tell you about his timing. Listen, I want to tell you about his tactics. Oh, the tactic of this tempter. Oh, my friend. All I can tell you, Bible says not in one place, let not Satan get advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. Oh, help us, oh God, that we might learn from the scripture.
Yes.
Ain't you glad you know the word? Hide thy words in my heart, God, that I might not sin against thee.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah, Lord,
But you're right, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. But I want to talk about these tactics. Lord, help us. You know what? Bible says, and over in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Oh, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. First thing he attacked was God's word. Oh, that'll tell you something, friend. He's going to attack God's word right out of the gate. I know that's right, brother. He's going to attack it every time. He's going to plant that doubt. That's his tactic. He wants to establish that, Brother Christian. He gets you to doubting that. You lose your, listen, your faith can begin to get a little bit weak. Boy, I'm glad. You ought to be thankful to go to church, to preach to you the word, that you can hear it, and your faith can be increased. You ought to. You ought to be able to go to a place and have free to worship, right? And then everything that had breath, just praise God. Amen. Boy, here it is. Here it is. But now listen, not only that, he told Jesus twice, he says, if thou be the Son of God. Did you know he used the scripture on him? Amen. Sure did. Satan knows that Bible just as good as anybody else. But he twists it. There's three deceptive tools that Satan uses.
Preach.
It's beauty.
Yep.
Appetite. And pride. You say, well, you get that at, preacher. All that is in the world. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. This is not of the Father, but of the world. Oh, amen. I'm telling you, friend, I'm telling you. Hey, listen, when the Satan comes, when the tempter comes, he's going to try to lure you away with all three points. Do you know Hebrews 4 and 15 says that Jesus was tempted at all points, even as you and I, but yet. Without sin. Ain't that right? Listen, Satan will tempt you at all three points. By beauty, by your appetite, and by pride. Bible says, but every man that is tempted, he's when he's drawn away of his own lust and is enticed. When lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. When sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. You rest assured, friend, that's going to happen. I'm right. I know I'm right. Right in the scripture.
That's right, preacher.
It's in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Over here in the Genesis, chapter 3, that's what happened to her, to Eve. Yes, that's right, brother. She saw. She saw that, listen, that the tree of knowledge was good for, listen, for food. Amen. Her appetite kicked in. Not only that, Satan showed her. Listen, it was pleasant to thy sight. There's the other one. And not only that, to make one wise. Oh, and then pride keep in. She's not going to be like God to know good and evil. Boy, but it was a sad day. Can you see the timing of that temptation? They were in a garden. Doing real good. Doing real fine. They were naked and wasn't even ashamed. That's what scripture says. But man, when their eyes were open. I don't know about y'all, but I believe that Jesus, I believe that God, the Lord, I believe the Lord come down and visit with Adam and Eve. The boy, listen, after they ate of that tree, he came down, listen, in the cool of the day, saying, "What thou, Adam?" Oh, what a sad day. For we were afraid. Oh, there's so many people. Oh, so many people lured away. Oh, so many people come captive. Listen to him, his craftiness and his deceptive tools. I'm telling you, friend, not only that. I'm telling you, he works in them deceptive tools. And not only that, you have Lot and Abraham. Bible says, I want you to think about it. Here they were. They had herdsmen. They had cattle. And they grew greatly. And friend, the timing was pretty good. For this tempter to come on. Seemed like everything was going okay and everything was going all right. And all of a sudden, Abraham said, our herdsmen are striving. Let this not be. All right, listen. Listen, the tempter will get right in the brethren.
That's right.
Oh, yes, don't think he don't want to pry the wedge right between you. He'll do it. And the Bible says, listen, he told Lot there, he said, I tell you what, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I go to the left. The Bible says that Lot lifted up his eyes and looked into the plains of Jordan.
Yes.
He sure did. He saw that it was water and it was plentiful. He saw the plains of it. I can only see. I can see the lust of his flesh, the lust of his eye, and the pride of life. All of a sudden, friend, I'm telling you, it's the beauty, that's the appetite, and that's the pride. He probably looked over at his uncle Abraham and said, I deserve it more than you do.
Uh-oh.
I'm going that way. And he got in a mess. But he had a lot of herdsmen, brother, a lot of cattle. Don't want to lose that stuff.
Go ahead, brother.
And he pitched his tent towards Sodom.
Yes.
The old boy got down there and he vexed his righteous soul.
Yes, sir.
Every day.
Yes, sir.
When he left out of that place, look at the timing. Look at the tactic. The Bible says he left out of there with his two daughters and his wife. The angels had to grab him by the hand and lead him out.
That's right.
Because he lingered on. But the Bible says, friend, as he went out, his wife looked back and turned to a pillar of salt. Not only that, he had son-in-laws. That tells me he had more daughters. How sad that might be. It is good stuff. Bible says in 2 Samuel there was a man named David.
Preach that, brother. Yes.
It was time that the kings
go ahead.
Went into battle. But David sent Joab and his servants down there in the battle. Boy, and they were doing pretty good victory-wise. Sure did. The Bible says about even time that David raised from his bed, get up on the rooftop. Looked out there and he saw a woman bathing, washing herself according to the scripture. And the Bible says that she was very beautiful to look upon. There's the lust of the eye, the beauty. Then you know what? His appetite kicked in. He began to inquire of her. They even said, is this not Uriah the Hittite's wife? But he inquired in her in ways and brought her in. He laid with her and she conceived with child. And a few days later, she told him about it. Say, you had the beauty, you had the appetite, but now I'm a king. Now I want to listen. I want to cover it up.
Yes, sir.
Pride kicked in and you want to cover it up. It won't get you nowhere, friend. It won't get you nowhere. All sin will be revealed on the rooftop. Nothing's hidden from the eyes of God. His eyes go to and fro throughout the earth. He beholds the good and he beholds the evil. This tactic and these deceptive tools, they work on everybody. They work on you and they work on me. I'd be sitting here lying to you if temptation don't ever come my way. Martin Luther said it's not wrong for a bird to fly over your head. If it is, if you let it nest there. Get a hold of that. It's when we let it, when we let lust be conceived. When we consent to it and we yield over to it. God help us all.
Yes, me too. Yep.
And the Bible says that all the David, listen, he had a desire to build a temple, but God would not even let him build that temple. Bible says that the sword laid at his door all the days of his life. And then he lost a child. I'd make you want to think about messing with sin a little bit.
That's
you can hide it from your pastor. You can hide it from your spouse. You think you might try to hide it from God, but you're not. He knows.
Yes, he does.
God help us all. Lord, help me, Lord. I'm going to go back to Matthew 4. Not only do you look at the timing and the tactic, I want you to look at the triumphant over the tempter.
Hey, thank God, brother.
Amen. I want you to look at the triumphant of it. See, at all three points, Jesus was tempted like you and I. I used to wonder, how in the world did Jesus ever get tempted to stay home and watch the Super Bowl?
Go ahead.
It's by the same three points.
Same three.
All of them. If you're wanting to stay home, it's because of your lust of your flesh or your lust of your eye and the pride of life.
Guarantee it.
That's at right. One of the three points, you're going to stay home for that reason. And here Jesus is. Satan's going to try him. He tried other men and they failed, but not this man. That's why we're trusting him. We're going to trust him through it all, brother. We're going to lean on him, every ounce and everything. I'm thankful, friend. When Satan came over to him, Bible says, in verse 3, when the tempter came, he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You know how you triumph it? Because Jesus said, for it is written, man shall not live by bread and bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. In him we move and have our being, friend. He's our all. Listen, brother, you yourself can do nothing unless you abide in the vine. You got to get in it. When you're talking about the Son, you got to get in him. Ain't you glad you're in him? Ain't you glad that you've been baptized into his death? If you be baptized into his death, you should also be in the likeness of his resurrection and walk in the newness of life. I want to make you want to shout a little bit. I like it. I like it.
Hallelujah.
That's the appetite.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Then he came with him another point. And the devil taketh him up into a holy city and sitteth him on the pinnacle of a temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written. See, he knows it's in the Bible. It's in Deuteronomy if you want to know. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. You know what Jesus says? It is written.
Praise the Lord.
Thou shalt not tempt thy Lord thy God. Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. You triumphant. Listen, folks.
I'm the Lord.
Where sin abound, grace much more did abound. The Bible goes on to say, listen, that was pride. You think about that. I had a charge over the angels. He could have called on them. Could have tried that. But he didn't. He listened. He didn't lean to his. He leaned on God and leaned on the Word every time. The Bible says, goes on, listen, I'm not done. And the Bible says, listen, and the devil taketh him unto an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. And saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou will fall down and worship me. Man, you can see people today, they're just flocking after it. Materialism has become a god. I'm being honest with you.
I'll guarantee that's right.
It has become a god. And listen, people are on the pursuit of trying to have a happy life in this life outside of Christ.
You're right.
And you said in the beginning of the service, I'd rather not be in another place than be right here. There's something about the house of God.
That's right.
There's something about coming in and listening and being part of this worship. And listen, feeling the unction of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God falling down upon us. Man, listen, make you do things that you didn't think you can do. You ever been in a meeting and you got listen, went sideways and got home, sat back and reclined and thought, woo, what happened, Lord? I have. I reminisce a lot. I love it, but listen. Lord, help me, God. Oh, Lord, help me, God. I'm nowhere near how you're going to triumph it. The Bible says that when Jesus went off through all these temptations, what happened to him? The Bible says that Satan left him. I'll tell you exactly what it says. It says, then the devil leaveth him. That's what it said. Then the devil leaveth him. You know what my Bible tells me? My Bible tells me to submit unto God. Resist the devil and what will he do? Ain't that right?
That's the Bible.
I believe that. But you know what the Bible says? I believe that you and I got to get humble. I believe we got to get humble. Bible says that, listen, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time.
That's true.
Casting your cares upon him, for he careth for thee. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, going to and fro, seeking who he may or devour. He's your adversary. He exalteth and opposeth himself above you. Satan desires to have you. To sift you as wheat. You rest assured of that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Having done all, stand. I love it, don't you? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day. I like it. I like it. Boy, somebody said earlier in the meeting that, man, it's a dark world out there. We're in it. Tempters are coming. And you better dress up right. Amen. Bible said above all, take the shield of faith. That you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. All of them. Listen, faith comes by hearing that word. Boy, you come in here, listen to this preacher preach and all these other preachers preach. Your faith increases. You're taking that shield of faith. Oh, listen, because you hear the word of God. Oh, when Satan comes, oh, you'll be able to listen. Listen, fight off the fiery darts. And you ought to endure hardness as a good soldier. That's it, brother. Let your loins be girded about with truth. Boy, I might got it all messed up right there, but I'm getting it.
Get it, brother.
Ephesians 6, if you want to go back and proofread me, that's fine.
Hallelujah. I'm for it.
Put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Yep.
Let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yep.
That means boots on the ground, brother. I ain't gonna run from him.
Praise God.
Are you? Listen, you got, listen, you know who, listen, you know what happened to Joshua down there? It was a good time. Real good time. They just took over Jericho. Man, God was prospering them. But God told them, gave them a cabinet. You take, listen, when you take other spoils, you don't take of anything else. He said, when you do, listen, I'm telling you, it'll bring a curse upon you. You know what happened? Achan got down there. You know what happened to him? Took the Babylonian garment, took the silver and the golds and the weights of that gold and silver, hid it among himself in his tent. Think of the timing of it. Right after they just took over Jericho, and you know what they're going to do? Now they're going to go down there and get Ai. 36 men lost their lives. Joshua just began to call upon God. What's going on, God? He said, there's sin in the camp. And they took inventory, brother. See, what happened is he told Joshua and Achan, he said, I coveted them things. Appetite, beauty, and pride. Man, it'll make a mess. It'll make a mess every time. Bible says that they could listen, they turned their backs to their enemies. What a sad day. That's why we ought to have our boots on the ground. That's why we ought to put on the whole armor of God. I'm being honest.
Yes.
Y'all, I'll let you know something. Oh Lord, let me go back over and read that before I mess it all up. Bible says, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You know, I like it when you put all that armor on. You know what the next verse says? Praying always. Listen to what it says. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You know, the Bible says if you see a brother, he said, you that which are spiritual, see a brother overtaken in a fall, restore that such a one in a spirit of meekness. That's exactly what it says. Lest thou be tempted with the self same thing, pretty much. Lest thou be tempted. It happens, Brother Kevin. It happens. For us to think that we're saved and that's all there is to it, and think that you're invincible. You know what? You're the target.
Oh my God.
You are the target. Be sober. Be vigilant. But you need to know your surrounding. You need to know what's going on. You better believe her. I'm telling you. Oh, listen, I'm glad I'm saved and I'm sealed. I'm glad I'm in Him. I'm glad as I'm born of that incorrupt seed. That seed's in me, and the wicked one cannot touch that. Amen. But he'll work. But he'll work all over this flesh. He'll work all over this flesh. God help us all. Tonight, I thought I had some more, but I'm going to end it right here. You're fine. It's the timing. It's the tactic. And are you going to triumph it? May I let you know something. Who in the Bible had one of the greatest strengths that you know of? Samson, right? Y'all know why? We know it's because of his long hair. He was a Nazarite. Mom and dad had a covenant with God that he would not drink no strong drink, no razor be laid to his head. And he had great strength. And he judged Israel for about 20 years. And listen, but he took him a wife, and her name was Delilah. And she was of the enemy, the Philistines. And the Bible says that she began to entice him. Where does that strength lie? She kept coming to him and began to entice him. And he finally, he rendered over to her. Told her where his strength lied. She cut his hair, got him drunk, cut his hair. The enemy came in and got him. Plucked out his eye. Made sport of him. But there's always a restoration.
Thank God. Yes, sir.
Better believe it.
Yeah.
He cried out to God.
Yeah.
Give it to me one more time,
yes,
Lord.
Sir. Amen.
I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you're going through. But I'm telling you, there's a God wants to triumph it for you. He wants you to have the victory over this tempter. He's laid it all out for us, and we ought to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We ought to be obedient to it, right? I don't know about him, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have somebody get on the piano. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to turn it over to this pastor. I pray tonight that you're going to be vigilant. You're here tonight, and you say, preacher, I'm going to come, and I want to dress up. I want to make sure I got on the armor of God. I want to be vigilant. I want to know when the enemy's coming my way.